All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game 11 of 162, and so far this season, things have lined up pretty well for the Yankees. Today, Nestor Cortes was making his third start of the season, and the Yankees' offense was trying to stay hot. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium,
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. All smiles tonight. And the Yankees win again. And if you can see me and you can see the big smile on my face, that means congratulations, you were not blinded by the solar eclipse this afternoon. If you didn't happen to lose your sight, you can watch the highlights here. But if you did, you can catch the podcast on all podcast platforms. I'll tell you what. These 6 o'clock games feel like I have the whole night off. Feel like I have the whole rest of the night to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, the series finale last night. It is 8:10 p.m. and we've already finished off a baseball game, a night game. That is crazy to me, but I'm loving it. So let's take a look at the highlights. Obviously, very good night for the Yankees. They win in convincing fashion, and they were impressive on both sides of the ball. Nestor Cortes was excellent. He was efficient. He gave the bullpen a much-needed break. Anthony Volpe continues to absolutely rake at the plate and play Gold Glove caliber defense once again. I'd venture to say that last year, even though he won a Gold Glove, if you asked the average Yankees fan, they would have said, yeah, he's a pretty good shortstop. But they wouldn't have said that he jumped off the TV screen with his defense. But this year, he absolutely does. And so far, he is playing at an MVP level. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Anthony Volpe. Juan Soto also playing at an MVP level, 3-run home run tonight. His first one in pinstripes at Yankee Stadium. Verdugo got it going offensively. He switched up the chain, switched up the way he was wearing his uniform. And yeah, I'm loving what we're seeing tonight from this Yankees team. And as Michael Kay likes to say, you can't take these wins away. These wins are in the bank. And the longer this hot streak continues, the better position the Yankees are going to put themselves in come playoff time. So, interesting game tonight for a number of reasons. Obviously, the continued progression of Nestor Cortes, who gave up crooked numbers in the early parts of each of his first two starts, but tonight, just phenomenal. And on the Marlins side, they had Jesus Luzardo, who is someone the Yankees have been connected with in trade rumors. And he got lit up like a Christmas tree. Yankees were all over him tonight. Take a look at the home run right here from Volpe. This was a down and in hanging slider. He hits it out of the ballpark. We'll show it in the hype reel in a minute. But and then Soto just tattooed one. So if you were in the ballpark tonight, this was a pretty good one to see in person. I know a lot of people listen to this game or listen to this podcast in the subway on the ride home. I've heard from a few people. But yeah, great, great display from the Yankees offense. And Verdugo, you know, slashing the ball all over the place. It looks like he's starting to get it going. Juan Soto playing with confidence. Judge, pretty much one of the only guys not invited to the party, 0 for 4 tonight, hitting 175 on the season. And Birdie, third baseman, he came from the Marlins. And my thought was that he has played defense behind Luzardo a number of times, seen him pitch in person a number of times. So he was my pick before the game to be the Yankees, you know, maybe their best offensive player. And he was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, but he hasn't been playing much. And by the way, these cinematic views that MLB is putting out for their highlights recently, like the Juan Soto one we just saw, absolutely unbelievable. Giancarlo Stanton, somebody else we got to talk about, just raking the last few days. Ever since that 3-for-24 start, it's like a switch flipped for him. He hit a couple of hard, hard line drives tonight. Continues to swing the bat very, very well. And Nestor, just, I mean, what can you say? 8 strong innings. Confident, efficient, beautiful pitching from Nasty Nestor. Loving what I saw tonight from him. All right, so it looks like the chat is filling up. We got about 600 people. Let's go through all the right, blow
by go. Blow. Let's get it going.
So, yeah, third start of the season for Nestor Cortez tonight, and he broke out the shimmy, and with good reason. He was much more efficient and effective early in the game, retired the first 10 Marlins hitters, so 3 1/3 perfect innings to open up the game, and that allowed him to go deeper into the game, which is something we really need. The bullpen has been exhausted. It was Cortez and this guy who was making his major league debut tonight, whose name I still can't pronounce. Majeszewski, I butchered that. I only heard it pronounced the one time, so he had a nice easy inning. But Volpe all over the place on defense today, just keeps getting better and better. A couple of really good defensive plays, and then huge top of the fourth inning for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton got things started with an absolute laser guided scud missile, 116 miles an hour off the bat. Rizzo filed up with a chop single to set things up for Mr. Volpe, and he tattooed one.
Tony Lockie, see ya.
Home run for Volpe.
Hit him in the stands, they can't catch him.
Anthony Volpe.
Dino Lighting says,
spectacular.
Marlins watch the eclipse without sunglasses. Second home run of the season for Volpe. Could you be any hotter? Hanging breaking ball, and anybody who's played baseball will tell you those go a long, long way. Three-run shot that put the Yankees out in front, 3-0. They were not done. Five batters later, Juan Soto for the first time in home pinstripes.
Here it goes. That ball is high. It is far in and gone. Home run for Juan Soto.
He knew it. It was very, very high. But there was no chance it was staying in. 87 miles an hour up and in. It was a changeup that just stayed up. Poor placement. And Soto finds the right field porch for the first time in his Yankees career. Beautiful swing. He also had a double the opposite way tonight, and he's just an amazing hitter to watch. He also drew a walk. His OPS is 1.010. That doesn't lead the team, though. Volpe leads the team. Soto was 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs and hitting .357. So off to a very good start with the Yankees, and that's kind of abnormal. A lot of times these high-profile guys that the Yankees get from other teams struggle to adapt to New York. I mean, think of all the times it's happened. Think about, even Matsui when he first got here. I mean, he hit the Grand Slam, but he didn't hit for much power his first year. Giambi got off to a slow start. It wasn't really until this walk-off home run, walk-off Grand Slam he hit against the Twins, I believe it was like May 19th, that he really took off. I could be off on the date there. It might have been in April, but I feel like it was May. Tino Martinez, another guy who was slow when he first came to the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton had a great first start, in Toronto, hit a couple of home runs, but then struck out 5 times in his first game at Yankee Stadium. So it's not uncommon for guys to struggle when they first get here. And yes, pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
Verdugo singled in the 7th run for the Yankees. He had a good game tonight. He was 3-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. He raised his average up to .211. And now before the game, I tweeted that the Yankees needed to get 7 innings from Nestor Cortez and Carlos Rodon. And I got clowned on. A lot of people said, no way Nestor can give us 7. But he was excellent tonight. He gave us 8. He was efficient. He was throwing strikes. He was mixing up his pitches. And he was facing a team that was, 1-9. I hear you, but you still have to execute. And boy, he executed.
That's nasty.
Nasty.
Nestor Cortez.
Doug Rouse says Clemens also didn't have a great start with the Yankees. He switched his number from 12 to 22 about midway through the season. So, you see the effective outing from Cortez. He got strikes early. He was able to expand the zone a little bit, getting guys to jam themselves by pitching in or to be out in front of those outside pitches that were kind of tailing away. You see the shimmy. He breaks that out when he's feeling uber confident, which he was tonight. Fastball was his fastball. It was 91, 92, but he was spotting it better. Not a ton of pitches over the middle of the plate. If they were over the middle of the plate, they were either up or down. He wasn't throwing middle like he was early in his Astros game to open up the season. But, he got strikes early and pitched well. And we look at his stats for the year now, starting to round into form. 3 games, 3.50 ERA on the season, 18 innings pitched. and WHIP is 1.06. WHIP is a number I like to look at a lot in stats because it tells you, it stands for walks and hits per innings pitched. It basically tells you how many base runners you're allowing. And I like guys who don't allow a lot of base runners. That means you're difficult to get, you know, to hit. You throw strikes. It's like the old Moneyball principle. What's the basic thing that is trying, you know, to be accomplished? The hitter is trying to get on base. The pitcher is trying to get him out. If you have a good WHIP, that means you're getting the hitter out a lot, you know? And if your WHIP gets up around 1.2, 1.3, I start to worry. But I like those guys who hover around 1. You can live with one base runner an inning. So nice job tonight from Nasty Nestor. Final line again, 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. So Yankees hang on to win, going away 7-0.
Ball game over. Yankees win. You're a winner.
David Paez says, Nasty Nestor back with a vengeance. What a stud. And Suguru says, his funky delivery cracks him up, cracks me up too. I love it. But I could get used to seeing it. Now tonight, we had some real genuine competition for the belt. I know Nestor was terrific, but we also had a 3-run home run and some great defense from Anthony Volpe. And Juan Soto played the hell out of some baseball tonight with a double, a home run, 3 RBIs, and a walk. Who's it going to be? And for those of you who have lost your eyesight in the eclipse, Nestor Cortez on the screen with the belts. Nick Monaco says, when Nestor can spot his cutter, he's pretty nasty. He was spotting the changeup tonight, too. Well, so beautiful, beautiful performance from the Yankees. You know, pretty stress-free game. It's been a pretty stress-free season for the Yankees. They're now 9-2. That's an .818 winning percentage. Magic number, 151. Red Sox in second place at 7-3. They're a game and a half back. Orioles at 5-4. They're 3 games back. Rays 5-5. They're 3.5 back. And the Blue Jays pulling up the rear at 4-6. Guardians off to a good start. They're the Yankees' best competition for top record in the league right now. They are 8-2. But they have lost Shane Bieber, who was going to be one of the big trade deadline names out there. And he's done for the year. He's having Tommy John surgery. And he might be done for most of next year, too. When you have that surgery, it really takes 2 years before you can come back. He's 28 years old, and now he's not going to get that big payday, and he's going to be 30 when he comes back. But, you know, he might be one of those guys who gets a contract despite being, being in recovery for Tommy John surgery. Yankees have done that before with John Lieber, I believe. And we've seen it happen with a few other guys, but maybe something to keep your eyes on. Nicholas Velasquez says, extend Volpe. I 100% agree. We see a lot of teams extending their young players right now. So let's go ahead and put Volpe's stats on the screen too, because you know he's off to a great start. We can take a look at some of his numbers here. Hang on just a second, and I can pull them up. Should be up. Let's see. And here we go. All right, so he is hitting .417 on the young season with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. We see the great D today laying out to get a ball. We see him stabbing one to his arm side on a short hop and getting up and making a quick throw. So looking good on defense. Obviously the home run. The line drives have been there. He's stronger. The power is still there. Kid's a stud. Now, we saw Bobby Witt Jr. have a really great second season with the Kansas City Royals. I'm going to look up his numbers real quick because he just got a massive contract. And to me, he's a comp for Anthony Volpe. So Bobby Witt Jr. is 23 years old. And in his first season with the Royals, he hit .254 with a .294 on base percentage, struck out 135 times, hit 20 home runs. And, you know, he was okay. He was pretty good. 722 OPS, but, you know, didn't light the world on fire. But last year, amazing year. 276, 30 home runs. He stole 49 bases, and he got a big contract. He's off to a great start this year. I can see Volpe having the same kind of trajectory here, where he, you know, gets off to such a good start that you extend him. Now, people have argued with me on this. They say, well, there's no reason to sign him now because he wants to stay here. Just wait till he's a free agent. He'll want to come back. Well, the idea is to buy out his arbitration years and give your team a little bit more financial flexibility over the next several years so you can go out and get some guys. Lock up some of these young players. Anthony Volpe, primary among them. So, anyway, Junior Caroma believes they will extend him, and I 100% agree with Junior Caroma. CM says, too bad we didn't trade Spencer Jones for Lizardo.
I'll be over here, like, winning.
Yankees win that non-trade. Douglas Rao says, Volpe making him look smart for holding on to him in two of his fantasy leagues through all of last season and the low 200 batting average. Do you get defensive points in fantasy baseball? I haven't played in a long time. Probably since before I started this channel, back like 2018, maybe was the last time I did a fantasy baseball league, like where I really paid attention. I might have signed up for one and then, like, you know, lost interest after a month. But now that I'm doing the games and the recaps and the morning voicemail shows, by the way, call into the morning voicemail show. We're doing it pretty much every day. I gave it a facelift this morning. So, you know, if we're going to do it every day, might as well look great. So we added that this morning. So call in 718-899-1068. But when I played, you didn't really get anything for defense other than knocking points for errors. So let me know how he's doing on that. Wayne J said he would like it if Glaber stayed. I feel like Glaber might be pressing a little bit. Don't you guys? He's off to a slow start. I feel like he might be pressing a little bit in this contract year. But once he gets going, he's going to have a great year. And remember, he had a thumb injury early in the season where he came out of the game from swelling, came back in. You know it's still probably pretty sore. So Lucas DeTora says, man, I regret benching Torres in my fantasy league this week.
He must be the stupidest son of a bitch alive.
Nice, nice. So anyway. Eric C says, even he says that it's not Cashman's style to re-sign players, almost let Jeter walk. Yeah, Cashman famously had a war with Jeter over his contract, but it was when Jeter hit free agency. Volpe being extended is a different story. The Yankees have extended players before. Hasn't always worked out. They did it with Aaron Hicks. They did it with Luis Severino. And in both instances, it did not work out. So anyway, Kenyon Tadlock says Judge and Soto hot at the same time will change his life. I can't wait to see that. I agree with you. That's going to be fun. It's coming. Grungel Glummer says, I assume they will wait until the offseason to try and extend Volpe if the luxury tax is affected. I mean, they can, what they would probably do is give him a contract that starts before next season or the season after. A lot of times they'll just buy out a few years of arbitration, right? So you don't have to go through the whole process of, you know, submitting what you want, submitting what the player wants, and then, you know, maybe battling it out in a courtroom environment. Essentially, players hate that. Teams don't want to do it. But Douglas Rao says, I want to see this lineup with a Judge that is hitting Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez. I mean, how much better can it be than tonight? I mean, Verdugo had three hits. Judge hitting obviously would help. And Soto hot. I mean, it sounds like you got one too many guys there. Stanton swinging the bat well. I can't wait to see Dominguez get back in general. I think he's going to be phenomenal. And you guys know I'm a Dominguez stan. So anyway, good night for the Yankees. It is 8:30. We're going to wrap it up a little bit early. I got to go finish the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale.
You
got to
go, you got to go.
Rick Diaz says Stanton is hitting lasers that could break bones. No joke. You remember when he hit one back at Masahiro Tanaka that hit him in the head? It was during the COVID intra-squad like practices or whatever. He smoked one that hit Tanaka right in the dome. I don't know how Tanaka's head stayed on his body. It was 112 miles an hour off the bat, but I'd imagine he still has nightmares about that. I know I would. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Yankees win this one going away. I'll see you next time. Bye.